When people talk about how America has been hit by a tea craze in recent years, it's easy to forget that back when the United States was just a bunch of colonies, this was a tea-drinking, not a coffee-drinking nation. Lauren Terry has the story of one Connecticut family who thinks it would be just fine if Americans returned to their tea-drinking roots.
Formosa oolong, dragon pearl jasmine, Moroccan mint. Those are just a few of the flavors that draw visitors to the quaint town of Salisbury in northwestern Connecticut. For the past 5 years, visitors have made their way to this crossroads of the world of fine teas. Here at Harney & Sons, they find chamomile from Egypt, Darjeeling from India, blends like Cranberry Autumn, and much more. Since first entering the tea business 30 years ago, John Harney has offered his customers an ever-increasing range of fine teas.
Well, in 1970, we had no more than a dozen types. Now we have about 150 on it, and which is nowhere near. We could have 5,000, I imagine. Every year, we add another 5 or 6, 7, and that's how you get to 150 in 17 years.
Harney first came to Salisbury in 1960, not to get into the tea business, but to run a small inn. 20 years later, he sold the inn to go into the tea business full-time. Harney remembers the company's humble beginnings and their determined pursuit of customers.
That's all we wanted to do was get out there and convert, sort of like St. John and with this gospel of tea. That's what I consider myself.
Just as the architecture of Salisbury is colonial American, John Harney built his company with tradition in mind.
I thought it should be a family company, and that's why I named it Harney & Sons.
While the family patriarch keeps up a busy schedule, teaching visitors how to brew the perfect cup of tea, his sons, Mike and Paul, travel the world, scouting out the finest product from exotic locales. Over the years, the company's sales have continued to climb as its reputation has spread within the hotel and restaurant industry. John Harney keeps himself busy by visiting the establishments that carry his tea, places like New York's Plaza Hotel. He wants to make certain that the tea is brewed and served with the same attention to quality. Harney also enjoys spreading his gospel of tea every year at the Hotel Industry Convention in New York. If he has any say in the matter, Harney & Sons will continue to be in operation, including both father and sons, for many years to come.
I don't think I'll ever retire. I think my kids would probably say, when the hell are you going to retire? But I'm having too good of a time.